Welcome back to the Ultimate Pocket Therapist. We are a mother and daughter team of Shannette and Brooke, wanting to educate, entertain, and enlighten all of you to mental health.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Sass.
Yep.
There we go.
Getting pretty sassy.
Yep. And we're back.
We are back.
So before we start this podcast, I will do our fancy disclaimer. This is not a therapy session, and I am not your therapist. And if anything we talk about brings up any issues for you or triggers anything, we strongly encourage you that you seek help and counseling. And there are many resources available, and we will share a sponsor with you now. This podcast is being sponsored by BetterHelp. Like we have mentioned in each of our podcasts, if anything we talk about triggers or brings up any issues, don't hesitate to seek counseling. Everyone has struggles, and therapy does not need to be scary. Everyone deserves to be happy, and you don't need to worry about finding a therapist near you. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what online therapy is really about. It's always a good time to invest in yourself because you are your greatest asset.
And as a special offer to Ultimate Pocket Therapist listeners, you can get 10% off your first month of professional therapy at BetterHelp.com/UPTherapist. That's BetterHelp.com/UPTherapist. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast. All right, Devil Woman.
Devil Woman.
Devil Woman. What do you want? Why have you called me here today?
How come I've summoned you?
Yes.
Yeah. Because you're the techie.
Oh, that's the only reason you love me, isn't it?
Well, I can't do it.
Wow. I feel used.
And abused.
I feel really used, actually.
And abused.
Well, yeah, I'm chronically abused.
So yes. That's what our topic is about.
Being abused?
No.
Or you using me for my tech?
No.
Oh.
No. How to deal with aging parents that are mean.
Oh, you are so old and mean.
There we have it.
You all heard her just refer to herself as being old and mean.
No, I just said this is the topic.
But you used it as an example to what you were just doing to me.
Oh, that's funny. So anyway, back to what we're trying to talk about. So actually, this topic has come up a lot in
my vocabulary.
No, but in sessions I've had, friends that have been going through it. And so what we're going to talk about and discuss is how do we deal with aging parents that are mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, because you don't have any that are mean.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet.
Oh, no, you have no old aging parents that are mean. You have me. Lots of fun.
So much fun.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting because as our parents age, the roles tend to reverse. Now, they end up needing maybe more care and time. And if we had good, healthy relationships with our parents growing up, then it never does seem to be much of an issue because we gladly help them. That relationship has already been established. We have a close connection to them and a nice, loving, healthy relationship. So we take on that caregiving, or as they age, we help them with other things that come up without it being a problem. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not what we're talking about. Okay. We're talking about what happens when our parents aren't easy. And how do we deal with them when they are, like I said, mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what if we don't have a close relationship with our parents? So maybe one or both of the parents are narcissistic. Maybe they're alcoholic or dealt with addictions. Maybe they were never home.
Yeah, just shit parents.
Shit parents. And we don't have that close emotional connection with them. But yet now we're expected to take care of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about. That's the hard one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This would not be fun.
No. Nope. So it's interesting because not all the time, but often, being the primary caregiver tends to fall on one kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that.
Uh-huh. And I've seen that across the board.
I lived
that one. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's maybe because they live closer to the parent, or maybe the other kids just sit back and let them do it. Because
mm-hmm.
one person's more willing to do it and the other's just let them do it.
Yeah.
Or maybe the other kids just said, I'm not dealing with them.
Yeah.
You know, because if they're mean, they're probably mean to everybody.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So they just let one person do it. Or maybe the kid that does it is more of that codependent kid, even though they're an adult now, but they're mm-hmm. the codependent child that's always governed by guilt.
Yeah.
You know, so they're manipulated into doing it.
Yeah.
You know, out of their own guilt. Yeah. So one of the things that we can look at with aging parents is if we grew up with a parent that was narcissistic, because for me, that just sort of spells out really being mean as they get older.
Mm-hmm. You know? Would this be because of maybe real life examples?
Real life examples and clients. clients that I currently have and over the years.
Mm.
You know, so yeah. So I did have that experience, but I was not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It tends to be more common. Because one of the things that we know about narcissism is, you know, it could soften, maybe soften a little as people age, but a lot of times it gets worse.
I can imagine it getting worse just because I can't imagine aging is fun or easy or pleasant. And so if you're already kind of have tendencies to be a mean and narcissistic person,
yeah,
I can't imagine you're going to get any better when life gets harder.
Yeah. Yep. I think it does oftentimes go downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just look at the narcissistic mom idea.
Okay.
Okay.
We have touched on that before.
Yes, we have. And that was back on episode 20.
Yes.
And so if you want a lot of insight into maternal narcissism, that would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is kind of look at how to deal with that narcissistic mother as she ages and you become the primary caregiver.
Okay.
Okay. So what we have to remember is there's actually different phases of aging. Okay. So it's not just when parents get old and they're in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of the first phase of aging is the empty nesters.
Okay.
Okay. And that's when, you know, they aren't really elderly, but parents are starting to get older and all the kids are gone out of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all of a sudden, these parents find themselves getting lonely and want to be included. Okay.
They're bored.
And they actually want to be included in every aspect of your life.
Fine.
Okay. Yeah. They come over to your house all the time unannounced. They want to go everywhere with you, whether you're going shopping. They want to go on vacation with you. They want you to do things for them that they are capable of doing for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
did not need me to drive all the way over here
to do that,
to change this light bulb that you
right.
can clearly reach.
Yeah.
You know, that type of stuff.
Right. Like, and yeah. when it gets really bad, they can even sabotage your plans.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Yeah. If it doesn't include them, then they might find a way to sabotage them. Okay. So that's one of our first phases. So if we look at the narcissistic mom part mm-hmm. of that. Okay. So you've got this narcissistic mom that's probably going to be narcissistic the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And but you feel this obligation to help her as she ages.
Okay.
Okay. So even if you had an emotional, horrible, painful relationship with her growing up, now you find yourself in this situation.
Okay. Okay?
So basically, we need to remember that narcissistic people are very manipulative. It's their way or the highway. They don't have empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they have arrogant attitudes. They have a sense of entitlement. So this is just the making of a perfect storm for an ornery old person.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So one of the things that you have to remember with her as she's aging is you're just going to have to accept her for who she is. This is not going to change.
You ain't going to teach that old dog a new trick?
No. No.
Or old goat, no. I guess, if it's
old. Nope. You just have to give up with the idea that you're ever going to have this real loving relationship with your mother.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's not going to happen even as you get older. And, you know, sometimes, too, they can try. This happens. It's almost like you feel like you're a kid being scolded. Like everything you do is wrong. And that's one of the things that we see with narcissism is you're just never good enough.
Yeah.
And everything you do is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it can be you're there taking care of her or helping her do something and she's bitching at you the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just like then that's when you just have to learn to walk away because getting in a confrontation isn't going to solve it.
Yeah.
You know, you've already chose to be there to help.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You know, you've got to realize that this is what you're in for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think taking care of yourself is huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, taking care of yourself comes back to one of the biggest ways to cope and to get through just about anything in
right.
life. Have you noticed that?
Yep.
Like every episode, everything we touch on.
Uh-huh. Is taking care of you.
Some part of taking mm-hmm. care of yourself pops in.
Oh, it does.
It's so important. You can't fix anything or take care of anyone else if you can't take care of yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, our mental health and our physical health are so closely linked
mm-hmm.
that if we're physically wore out, we don't have the mental capacity to deal with someone that's mean.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. they will wear us down and mow us over.
Yeah.
You know, and so we do have to take care of ourselves, you know, and we have to go back to, you know, healthy coping skills.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not going to change. The difference now is that we have to keep in mind and remember we are adults.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not a child. It's going to trigger a lot of childhood stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have to remember we're adults. We have options.
Yeah.
We are not a little kid relying on this mother to meet our needs.
Right. The mm-hmm. dynamic has changed.
Right. And yeah. that is something that is so important when we start dealing with elderly and or aging, not just elderly, you know, but mm-hmm. just as they start to age and become maybe demanding.
Yeah.
You know. So if we can learn to avoid the hooks of manipulation, we're going to get a long ways.
Okay.
Okay. And I honestly think, and I tell my clients all the time, the best way to do this is to set boundaries.
Okay.
Yeah. And not get hooked in. It's mm-hmm. just like, you know, I'm not willing to do that. No, I'm not coming over. You know, if they try to hook you in with guilt, it's back to, we don't rescue guilt. You're not going to manipulate me into doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because as an adult, now we have the ability to step back.
Yeah.
And look at it from a whole different perspective than we did growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that is actually huge.
Well, and it's okay to do that too. It's mm-hmm. okay to change the dynamic for your own health and
right.
wellness.
And put yourself first and mm-hmm. your family first.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't mean that we can't be kind and try and take care of them
mm-hmm.
and be there for them to some degree, but we can't, it cannot become a full-time job and we cannot give up our own life.
Yeah.
Yeah. There has to be a balance there. And again, we have to, and it's going to be hard because anytime you set a boundary with someone who is narcissistic, male or female, you will get a reaction.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. it probably is going to be intense.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And usually, you know what I tell my clients? then you're usually on the right track. If you got it, you've done something different.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to remember giving in to them and trying to please them and doing that is not going to change it.
Yeah.
They'll come back the next time. It's not going to make them love you anymore or be any nicer the next time around. It's just that you gave in,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then they'll come back stronger the next time till you give in again.
Do you think that it's hard for, cause like, I think it would be like, cause anytime I was around like a grandparent that was getting really old or needed assistance, like I almost felt a need, this like weird need to like baby them slash respect them immensely slash like not like I would, don't feel like I could ever say boo to them because they're in a vulnerable state.
Yeah.
Even if they're being mean and nasty. So I think that, you know, someone of your own age or close age, you might be more apt to stand up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But an elderly person who's, you know, going downhill.
Right.
I think it's really hard for people to be okay with. I think that
probably depends on how old they are.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between an aging person, maybe in their 70s or whatever, to someone who's 96.
Yeah. That's
because
true.
Then they seem frail.
Yeah.
Is that what you kind of mean? They seem delicate they seem or frail when as they get older? Because that would be the real old people to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, me, like, real old is like, just kidding.
Oh, you're so mean. Speaking, we're going to do one on mean children. Sorry, it's just so easy.
Oh, I know. But no, I just think that it's important to realize it's okay to stand up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have ill,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they are being belligerently nasty and mean, you already know that they have narcissistic tendencies and they are not a healthy person.
Right.
Like, it's okay to be like, I'm an adult.
Yeah. And,
you really can't
treat me that way anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in fact, if I left right now, you wouldn't get your dinner. Right. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think it's okay. Because I know I would have a hard time with if I had a grandparent still alive that
right.
I had to care for. I would have a really hard time with setting boundaries if they were nasty to me because I wouldn't feel like I could.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I would need to.
You'd go back to feeling like that scolded child again.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the biggest thing. Yeah.
I've had examples of like you're over there fixing them a dinner
mm-hmm.
and fixing them food, and you serve them on a plate, and they will actually say, "I didn't want you to use that plate. I have told you not to use that plate."
Yeah,
and it's like, okay. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah,
you know, you can't. Take the plate and throw it in the garbage. I guess you could and walk out. But the other thing is you just kind of go, I'll keep that in mind next time.
Now, yeah.
You know, I mean, you just have to take that high road mm-hmm. because that's back to they will find something to criticize.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I do think it gets worse as they get older. Not always. Sometimes growing up little in a narcissistic house. But I think as people get older, they don't have filters.
Yeah. I think that's very valid.
I think so. Yeah. So, you know, so we've got these difficult parents, you know, what do we do when we hit the next phase of aging where now we're kind of like they can't drive anymore
or, which was kind of what I was talking about right there, where you actually now to, rather than them pestering because they're bored or wanting to be involved.
Right.
You actually have to caregive.
Yeah. Now you really do. Before they're just kind of aging and they're just kind of getting more demanding, like coming to your house unannounced and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, or doing things with your kids you don't want them to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of stuff. But now you get into that next phase where they actually are dependent on you to take them to doctor's appointments.
Okay.
And arrange stuff, you know, or take them shopping.
They've lost the ability of being able to
drive,
take
or,
themselves right. and take care of themselves to a level uh-huh. that they need to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's hard. And then you get into the next one where you've really got to make a decision about planning for their care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, dealing with a mean parent again, the emphasis is mean, because when they're not, oftentimes they're more agreeable, or you wouldn't mind having them in your own home.
Right. Uh-huh. Caregiving is, it might be annoying, but it's not detrimental to your
well-being,
your mental state and well-being. Yeah.
I think generally when we start looking at planning care, especially if we have parents that we don't have good emotional connections with, okay, we're going to get some pushback.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because they're not going to want either caregivers coming into their home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not having that person in my home. And oftentimes, and I have a client that her mom will agree to have home health come in long enough to fire them.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. But she's done it multiple times. Like, she is like on her last. Yeah. Oh, and it's gosh. Like, oh yeah, she has fired everyone who has tried to come in, like chased them away. And wow. So my poor client is going, I can't do this. You're going to have to accept care. I don't want them in my home.
No, geez.
I know. I'm just going, oh, that's another tough one, you know? Yeah. Yep. So, you know, like I said, you're always going to get some kind of a pushback, you know? So what do you do? I mean, what if they've got to either have home health come in, or they've got to go to assisted living, or you can't care for them and they can't care for themselves. This is what I think is what is really hard when it looks at mean parents.
Yeah, because you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, but you have to do something because you're the responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You're now the responsible parent for the parent.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you take them out of their home, you're going to get blamed.
Yeah.
And they're going to be angry and resentful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they're not safe to be in their home alone.
Right.
Yeah. And that is one of those, like, when I'm looking at this segment on mean parents, that's what has always popped up for me.
Yeah.
Is how mean they can get if things don't go their way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Yeah. And that is a tough one.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you do?
Well, I think at that point, you know, I've had clients that have literally just had to go in. They've got their other family members involved, and they've literally gone in and said, we are taking you to a nursing home today.
Mm-hmm.
And they go put them in the car and take them. And, you know, it's often a scene.
Yeah.
You know, I can think of a couple of stories that this has happened, you know, and then later they go in and, you know, what do you want us to bring from your house? What are your belongings you want? I mean, try to be respectful, but they don't give them time to really fight about it or argue too much. They just go and get them, you know, like, we're going now.
Yeah.
You know, and I can imagine that ride.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or another one that would be a little bit easier is if they did have home health or some kind of assistance going in, and the home health care facility said, you require more care than we can give.
Mm-hmm.
And you need 24-hour nursing care or something, you know.
Yeah.
And then they go, you know, they actually don't have an option, but it wasn't you that had to tell them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you can even get someone in there to help them or talk or get enough of a reputation with them or relationship with them, I guess I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
For them to even respect their opinion.
Well, you know, here's the other thing, and this is kind of extreme cases, but another extreme would be where you really can no longer deal with them and you have to put yourself first. And so what you would do is just remove yourself from the situation and from the outside make arrangements for resources to go in. And if the parent didn't accept them, then maybe Adult Protective Services can step in. I don't know all the laws with that, but there's got to be agencies that just basically govern old people, you know, if they don't. But yeah. But then often, So you get them to a nursing care facility or an assisted living, and they're still mean.
Yeah.
You know, and now they're demanding because, you know, you don't come and visit enough. I need you to go pick this up for me. They complain about the food.
I believe that.
All the time. And they may be, like, right, but the food could be nasty, but they're going to complain about it mm-hmm. because nothing's ever good.
Right.
Yeah. So I think, you know, another area of this, okay,
mm-hmm.
is just looking at common problems that we have to deal with aging parents.
Okay.
Okay. And not just narcissism, I mean, just aging parents. You know, what are some of the things that come up for people as they age and it's difficult? Anything that you can think of?
I would say hygiene.
Hygiene is a huge one.
Yeah.
Hygiene is really a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. They refuse to shower, bathe, change clothes, mm-hmm. brush their teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you know why they do that? Any ideas?
Because they want to punish you with their foul smells.
Yep. And they do.
No. No, I don't know.
Oh, well, one of the things I think is that it's almost like they feel like they're losing control of about everything in the world. And the one thing they can control is how often they bathe.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's like, I'll decide
mm-hmm.
kind of thing because they don't get a lot of I decides anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another one, too, I think that their senses start to fail.
Yeah, makes sense.
So maybe they don't see how dirty their clothes are or they don't smell the body odor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that is actually a common problem.
Yeah. Right. I'm almost thinking of like what's really hard with like when if we have a belligerent toddler, it's hard if they don't want to be clean, you know? So I'm right. kind of reverting back of like, I bet you that's the same difficultness that can happen with elderly too.
Yeah. And you know, you can also bat to the mean stuff, but just dealing with hostility and anger.
Oh yeah.
You know, cause they're angry and they're mad at everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah. I used to work in a nursing home years ago, when my first jobs out of college as a social service worker, and the anger outbreaks that a lot of the elderly people would have towards staff and the CNAs that would go in,
because mm-hmm.
they're just angry that they're there, they're angry, they hurt, they're in pain,
mm-hmm.
and you just get anger episodes.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And verbal abuse, bad language.
I think that would be my favorite part.
Yeah. Unless it was at you. You know?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. But they do. They end up like they can be very abusive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, usually it's just physical or emotional, but I've actually had situations where elderly people have gotten violent.
Yeah.
And actually like physical abuse.
Wow.
On caregivers, like attack a nurse. Uh-huh. Yeah, and then you're just going, "Well, that's not cool."
Yeah.
And then, you know, we see, actually, it's kind of interesting, but we can see an increase in gaslighting. And here's the interesting part of it, is it's hard to tell with the beginnings of dementia, whether older people are getting dementia or it's gaslighting.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And so probably the only way to really know that in the beginning stages is to pay attention to it and see if we see changes over time.
Okay.
Okay. Because are they starting, like, if they're getting dementia, sometimes they'll withdraw a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they use gaslighting sometimes to cover up the fact that they don't have the memory.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And so that is such an interesting one. And that's one I've had a lot of clients have, like, just confused by it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? You know, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, so that's something that people don't realize is a real concern with, or something that you have to deal with aging parents. And then, especially if they're mean, the gaslighting is always more negative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. throw you under the bus.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. Any other ideas of what you have to deal with mean older parents? As just in general?
Well, I mean, just with the, you know, possibility of the mental health or mental deterioration, I mean, I would assume that at some point you might have to worry about, like, maybe some hallucinations or paranoia.
Right, yeah.
That type might come present too.
Right.
At some point, which would be super scary.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that can, that what we see with that, though, is when we start to see hallucinations and delusions starting, it's usually warning signs of other physical or mental problems.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. And then we see this with the aging process, especially when we're talking getting older, mm-hmm. older, you know. And so we really need to pay attention, get a doctor on board with that.
Yeah.
You know, and but if you're ever around someone, anyone who hallucinates, especially an older person, don't try to talk them out of it.
Oh, kind of just go with
it.
Verbally,
yeah.
Go with it.
Uh-huh. Just, you know, don't argue or say that's not right or whatever, because then it just upsets them and they get angry. It's like, you know, let it kind of work pass, mm-hmm. you know, and then but pay attention to it. Because it's usually, I've even heard of urinary tract infections can be so bad that it will cause
hallucinations.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard of that too, actually.
Yeah.
You said that.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you really do have to pay attention to behavior
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. with them, you know? Yeah. And then another thing, and I've seen this a lot, is they just sometimes become a little bit more obsessive compulsive.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And what I mean by that is they're worrying all the time about their, did I take my medication or where's my medication? Or they start to like save tissues and reuse them. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, yeah. And they can actually sometimes get that hypochondriac stuff going on where they're just obsessed about their health.
Oh, okay.
And worrying about every little ache and pain and something's wrong with them and, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And so that's another one that we have to deal with parents. And again, when you're dealing with a parent that's mean with this, it's not easy to try to reason with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not easy anyway, but, you know. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So...
I think one really common thing, too, with elderly people, and probably goes kind of hand in hand with mental deterioration or OCD, would be the hoarding.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And they just collect.
Right.
Crap.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that could be a lot of different signs, but a lot of times with aging, the hoarding is, you know, they don't want to lose their memories of things, or they collect it because they think they're going to need it, and they are afraid to be without.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so the other thing that I've seen and experienced is the overspending.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I can believe that.
And, or actually like racking up debt with gambling or scammers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Or even giving it all to charities, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Giving it away. It's my money. I can do with it what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or the other opposite of that is they won't spend a penny on anything they need, even if it's medication.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm not spending that much money on that. It's ridiculous. It's like, but you need it and you have it, you know?
Yeah.
And again, trying to talk to a parent that's mean about their finances usually is not a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I guess in just kind of looking at this whole topic, one of the things that we have to remember in dealing with aging parents at any age, mm-hmm. in any phase of aging, as if they're mean, that's not going to change, and we have to take care of ourselves first.
Yeah.
You know, our responsibility is to take care of us, take care of our family, our children,
mm-hmm.
put ourselves first, because like I said, you cannot deal with them 24/7.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you had mentioned that not only did you live through a narcissistic aging mom, but aging you had a lot of clients that have dealt with this, or you've been at least enlightened on a few instances.
Oh, yeah.
So you got some stories?
Oh, I always have stories. I've got one that pops up that is just like currently going on.
Currently unfolding.
So this is a person who has a narcissistic mother and a narcissistic grandmother and was married to a narcissistic husband for like 27 years.
Lovely.
So, yeah. And so she's like just always been in the middle of dealing with narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And interestingly, until she became aware of what narcissistic was and what codependency was, changes didn't happen.
Okay.
So a few years ago, her mother actually had knee surgery and demanded that she take an entire month off work, move out of her house where she's got children and a husband, and move in with her for a month to take care of her because she had knee surgery. Okay.
Okay.
The mother at this time was probably about 62 years old. Could drive, still active.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Okay. And my client did out of guilt.
Oh my gosh.
And manipulation, because that's what she thought.
Mm-hmm.
And as is typical, she has several other siblings, none of which would help.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all on her. Okay. So she has worked really hard in learning to set boundaries.
Yeah.
Okay. And has done a remarkable job of setting boundaries. Well, just recently her mother fell and broke her hip. And she had to have surgery. Then she had to go to a rehab facility for a few weeks. And then she now is back home. Okay.
Okay.
At first, she expected this person to, again, take off a significant amount of time to go and take care of her. And this person now said, no, I won't do that. There's home help.
Yeah.
And it was the, I don't want strangers in my house. I'm not going to do that. And I'll tell you what, she held tight and she did not cave. And she says, well, you're just going to have to, because I am not taking off work.
Yeah.
And she has gone over, of course, a little bit to help mm-hmm. and take a few things, but she has pretty much set her time of when she will. It's also had other family members have to step up and help out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's funny because she has completely turned it around. And the best thing is when she sets a boundary, she doesn't have guilt.
Nice. Good right? for her.
I know. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So that's one of the success stories of dealing with them as they age, because it's only going to get worse.
Right.
You know? And I thought, uh-oh, with a broken hip, this is like a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, good for her to turn it around, change the dynamic.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then I have another story. It's a quick one. This is just kind of an interesting one. I had a client who years ago, I saw him as a high school student.
Okay.
And his mom was extremely mean and narcissistic. And I didn't see him the whole way through, but I've later reconnected. And he was telling me the story that he moved out of the house even before graduation from high school, lived with a friend because he had turned 18 before he graduated. Okay. So he was in a relationship with this gal for years. I don't know, 8-9 years.
Okay.
Maybe. And they had a child together. And the entire time they were together, his mom has never contacted him, never seen the child, nothing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she is just the epitome of mean, narcissistic woman. And he has zero contact. Okay.
Okay.
So recently, out of the blue, on his birthday, she texted him.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, I love you, I miss you, all of this stuff. And it's like, why?
Right.
Uh-huh. And so it's like, what we know is people behave for a reason.
Right.
And there's a goal behind behavior. And so why, out of the blue, she decides to reconnect now,
mm-hmm.
there is a reason.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I would say so.
Right. And so that relationship has never been established. Back to growing up in a relationship where you do not have that emotional connection.
Yeah.
You know, but now she's either expecting something from him, wants something from him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's like he didn't respond.
Wow.
Yeah. But I thought that's a really interesting one because mm-hmm. now why?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really hard as people get older and now they want something from you and they get, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyway, yep. I have lots of stories, but that's probably it. I think we're probably close to time.
Yeah, I think we'll wrap it up here. But interesting topic.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Not near as fun as the one last week.
No, not near as fun as crazy copying
cat
psychopath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. Anyway.
Well, good information. I want to remind you all that we have a Patreon. If you'd like to support us, you can become a member, become a patron, and we have bonus content on a few episodes that you can only access if you're a patron. So give that a look. And also, one of the best ways to support us is just leave some 5-star reviews, promote us to friends, family, encourage other people to listen, and we really appreciate you guys.
Okay, we'll catch you later.
Yes, we will.